So it was true.
A wave of fear and confusion rushed over Alana. Angie lifted her head and hissed, her spines raised, agitated by Alana's emotions. Alana winced and grabbed Angie, trying to calm her. But the cub was still young and imperfectly trained, and when Alana's hands closed on her too hard, she yowled and struggled to free herself. Alana released her, and the cub scooted off a distance, fleeing on two large feet, before sliding to a halt and turning around, mewing pathetically for her master.
"Oh, who's there? Mistress Alana?"
3PO hastened to the doorway. Alana made no attempt to hide herself. She stared up at 3PO, a mixture of emotions warring within her. She could see past him into the room, where a small hologram of Luke Skywalker stood on the desk.
"3PO?"
the miniature Luke was saying.
"What's wrong? Alana?"
"What are you doing here?"
"I might ask the same question of you," Alana retorted. "Both of you."
"It goes against the polite conventions of 87.4% of known cultures to listen to a conversation not intended for one's oral receivers."
Alana ignored him, marching up to the hologram of Luke. She was crying, and that upset her because she didn't want to cry. She wanted to be calm and in control like her mother and grandmother would have been. She wanted to ask proper questions. Instead, what burst out of her was a sobbing.
"Uncle Luke, why? Why have you gone over to the Sith?"
Luke's face, barely a centimeter high, softened with compassion.
"Oh, honey, it's not what you think. I've not gone over to the dark side, I promise you."
"Then why?"
The cry was anguished.
"What are you doing even talking to them? Why is 3PO sneaking around to talk to you?"
"It's very complicated. 3PO, you still there?"
"Indeed, Master Luke."
"Go get Han and Leia. I think they need to explain everything to Alana."
"Of course."
The droid sounded relieved to have an excuse to leave.
"I'll go fetch them immediately."
Servos whirring, he hastened out of the room. Alana almost staggered, gripping the back of a sofa for support.
"Grandma and Grandpa know about this?"
"Well, some of it," Luke said, and smiled a little. "I hadn't exactly asked permission to use 3PO to help me translate the Kashyyyk language. That's what the Sith I'm working with speak. It would have put your grandparents in an awkward position. So I just went directly to 3PO.
Alana knuckled at her eyes, trying to make sense of all this.
"I know about spies,"
she said, taking a deep breath.
Is that what you're doing? What you asked 3PO to help you with?"
"Sort of like that."
"So, two of them, right?"
"Actually, a whole lot more. It seems that there is a whole planet of Sith out there.